Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
Miss Fanny. I know, Marianne. That's what I told him. I said, look, Jermaine, you're going to spend Christmas Eve at home with your family. I don't care what's going on at Scores with whatever kind of Christmas show that they have going on there. I don't know what they do there, but, you know, it's just, it's not fair to me. It's not fair to the dogs. It's not fair to Bethany. And you're going to be home on Christmas Eve with your family. I mean, yeah, it is, you know, it's true. He did say I could just, you know, we could wait outside on the benches for him. But, you know what, I'm not doing that again. Not again this year. I mean, I've done that for the past couple years, and it's hard. Dogs, they don't really like it. They bark at people, and, you know, Bethany just does not like to be outside. She likes to be inside, for especially for Christmas. And then all the Christmas specials that are on TV, she doesn't want to miss them. I can't even talk to her about it. So, I don't know. He's just going to have to... I put my foot down this year. I said, no, Jermaine, you're going to be home. What's that? All right, we're ready to begin? Okay. All right, so we are ready. Places, everyone. Marianne, are we ready in the sound booth? Everything okay? Carlos, make sure that everything's picked up. All right, everyone, please take your seats. Hello there. Thank you. Take your seats. And I believe we're ready to begin. And cue me in 5, 4... Hit it! Everyone, thank you all for coming. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. Yes, happy Kwanzaa to you, sir. Thank you, everyone. Take your seats. It's gonna be a different kind of show here. So everyone, just take your seats. Make sure you all got your bag of Christmas goodies as you came in. If you didn't, you can get it on the way out. Please, sir, just take your seats. You can get it on the way out. Thank you. All right, I think we're ready to begin. Welcome, everybody. I know it's been a while since we've all been here, and this is a different kind of show here. Welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa, first of all. My name is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. And I'm here hosting our Sunday Morning Mimosa Christmas Extravaganza show. Welcome, everyone. Merry Christmas. So hopefully everyone is enjoying the Christmas season. We've got a jam-packed show for you today. I'm not going to sit here and talk too long because we have the extremely famous and just amazing performers, Anita and Buffum and Gina Muratali, hot off their Christmas Extravaganza on Ice 2 show that was sold out at the Daryl Roth Theater for 2 nights here just last week and the week before. So I'm amazed that they're here with us tonight. I'm so grateful that they've come. And they're actually going to give you, all of you here, and all of you at home, a little sneak peek of some of the songs that they performed at their amazing, amazing show that just blew the roof off the place. And they were amazing nights. Both nights were great. There was great crowds. I mean, I actually wasn't there for either show. I wanted to be there, but... I mean, you know how things go this time of year. It's just the hustle and bustle of the season. Things are busy, and well, you know, the first night, I had some trouble at home. Well, I mean, as most of you all know, my married Rottweilers, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, and her husband Robert David McDaniels, they were having some issues, and I don't really want to get into the particulars of it, but, you know, I mean, it's a stressful time of year for couples, and Lorraine likes to shop on QVC and ordering lots of, things that we don't, you know, she doesn't need, and Robert doesn't like that, and they got into a big fight and ended up having to call the police, and I don't want to get into it, but, yeah, suffice it to say, I couldn't make it to the first show, and the second show I never could make it to because I have my night class at Queens Community College, which I just couldn't miss. So, but I did hear wonderful things about the show, so if you didn't see it, there is a chance that you're going to be able to see at least portions of the show again at Mix. I'll have the particulars of that later on in the show, but you know what, are they ready? Marianne, are they ready? I'm getting the sign that Anita and Gina are ready to perform their first number. So, without further ado, let's get right to it. Their first number is a Christmas classic that I'm sure you all will love. But of course, there is that classic Anita and Gina twist on it, which everyone has come to know and love. So, please welcome Anita M. Buffum and Gina Muratale singing Carol of the Bells. Why are you calling my cell? You know I don't have a lot of minutes left, and I'm in the middle of the show. Alright, they're not done with their song yet. Fine. What do you need? What's going on? But I might have to go quick. What? Look, I told you, I don't care if Candy and Bambi are performing as Santa's Little Elves on Christmas Eve. You need to be home. Oh, Jermaine. Alright, look, as long as you're home by the 10 o'clock showing of A Christmas Story on TBS, that'll be fine. You can go just for a little while in the beginning, and then you have to be home. No, midnight is not good enough. I don't care if they go on at 11:30. All right, fine, Jermaine, fine. But you're going to have to be the one to tell Bethany you're not going to be there, because I won't do it. I'm not going to be the one to look into her little hamster eyes and tell her that her father isn't going to be there for Christmas Eve. All right, Jermaine, look, I got to go. I'm in the middle of the show. I think... Oh, God, I'm on. All right, we'll talk about it later. I love you, boo. All right. And wasn't that an amazing performance by Anita and Buffum and Gina Muratale, everyone? Give it up for our performers. They're amazing. Oh, if I only had a voice like that. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm a little speechless. I'm a little choked up by that performance. And I just don't know what else to say. But you know what? They're warmed up now, and they're ready to go. They're giving me the sign that they're ready to sing another song. This is actually a solo by Anita and Buffum. And this little song is just... basically what Christmas really means to her and everything that is really important around this time of year. So without further ado, please give it up for Anita and Buffum singing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down. Tell me a hippopotamus will do. Now, crocodiles, rhinoceroses. I only like myself some hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Oh, and you should hear what Linda Scavullo says about me getting a hippo. You know what? She's just jealous. I don't believe it. Linda says the hippo would eat me up for them. Mr. Buffum says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in a 5-car garage. Marie will feed him there and wash him there while I get more massages as I can see. Get one.
These are delicious. Vinny, I don't know how you do it with these Christmas cookies, but you're gonna have to give me the recipe. Once I start eating, I just can't stop. Especially with Christmas cookies, you know what I'm saying? We'll worry about it on January 1st, am I right? You know, I'm not gonna worry about it. This is too good to stop. I don't know. What's that, Marianne? Yeah, I'll bring you some up. You gotta taste this. It's amazing. Oh my god, Ron. Oh my god. Alright. Well, everyone, did you love that performance? It's amazing, right? Give it up for Dean Buffum. And another amazing performance. Excuse me. Sorry. Can I get some water, Carlos? Carlos, I need some water on stage. Alrighty, okay, well, we're about halfway through our Christmas show, and I'll tell you, it's been quite a ride, hasn't it? Is everyone having a good time? I know you're loving the performances, and everyone's just filled with the Christmas spirit. And I think Anita and Tina are ready for their next number. Now, this next number, I definitely can relate to. You know, everyone's usually loving the season and just really enjoying all the festivities and the parties and the goodwill and the good feelings and laughter from everyone. But you know what? Sometimes Christmas isn't that great for everybody. So we all have our rough times. And this next song just sort of touches on the hard times of Christmas. And you know, and the Christmases that aren't so great that we don't want to always remember. So, without further ado, yet again, please give it up for Tina Marie Ritali and Nina M. Buffum singing Hard Candy Christmas.
Maybe I'll die, my dear. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Learn to drive so far they'll all lose track. Me, I hope I bounce right back.
Maybe I'll sleep real late. Help somebody lose some weight. Maybe I'll eat some lunch. Maybe I'll just get drunk on plenty wine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy.
Morning's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow.
But still I won't let her sorrow bring me down. I'll be fine and dandy.
Morning's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through. I'll go down south, down to Boca Raton.
Maybe I'll hit the bar.
Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn.
Me, I will go on.
Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town.
What a great number. What a great number. And it's just, I think we all can relate to those times. And it's just, it's a great song. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Give it up for them again. And actually, that was our last number. So hopefully you all enjoyed our Christmas show. Again, you can catch Anita and Gina every Thursday night at Mix Cafe and Lounge in Astoria. On Steinway and 41st Street. They do the dating game there. So if you're interested in participating and playing the dating game, please email us at sunnymorningmosa@gmail.com. And you can also find more information about the game at sunnymorningmosa.com. Also, every Sunday, you can find Gina and Anita at Mix yet again for their Sunday afternoon supper club, which is a phenomenal Sunday brunch. Filled with song and laughter and great food. So stop by every Sunday at Mix Cafe and Lounge for brunch from 12 to 5. So again, you can find more information about all of that going on and every other thing that's going on with Sunday Morning Mimosa at www.sundaymorningmimosa.com. And I believe I have a very special announcement. Can I announce it? All right, you're hearing this for the very first time. It is nowhere else, and this is an absolute exclusive for for you guys out there. You haven't heard this before. Coming up on Thursday night, January 7th, you can come to Mix Cafe and Lounge, and instead of seeing the dating game with Anita and Gina, you will be treated to a live performance of their Holiday Spectacular on Ice 2. So basically, Anita and Gina and the rest of the Sunday Morning Mimosa cast will be at Mix performing their sold-out performance from the Darryl Roth Theater in Union Square right there at Mix in Astoria on January 7th. So make sure you stop by. It should be around 9 p.m., 9:30. But check the website for all the particulars on that. So mark your calendars. All the Christmas stuff should be done. Looking for something fun to do and cold January night, head out to Mix and see an amazing, amazing show. What's that, Marianne? Oh, you are in for a treat. Oh, this is going to be fabulous. Look, everyone, thank you all. Merry Christmas. But stick around because there is one more Christmas present that Gina and Anita would like to give to the world and give to all of you. And you are, let me tell you, you are in for a treat. You're not going to see this coming. So, again, this has been Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. Wishing you and your family a happy and merry, merry Christmas from all of us here at Sunday Morning Mimosa. Thank you for listening, and we will see you again in the new year. Merry Christmas, everybody.